Got Anna Richards from the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP here in the studio right now, still coming down from HK on J, of course, which was not that long ago. But we've got more events coming up, including a round of congressional visits in less than a week, right?
Right.
Thanks for joining us today, by the way.
Thanks, Aaron. Yeah. Good to be here again. And first we march and then we organize. So a lot of folks want to question what's the purpose of the march, and really just to get attention, but it's really part of a longer strategy. So the purpose of the congressional visits that'll be going on across the state on this coming Monday, February 27th, we're visiting offices to mobilize our communities and to give a letter. The same letter will be going to all the congressional representatives as well as senatorial representatives to request that they, one, hold a town hall meeting during the month of March so that we can speak directly to them and that they can hear directly from their constituents. We want an opportunity to ask questions and to find out where they stand on some of these relevant issues. If some have already scheduled town halls, Representative Butterfield's having one this Saturday, and we'll thank them for their commitment to transparency and accessibility. If they don't have one, then we're going to encourage that town halls occur during the month of March. Mm-hmm. So, asking folks to come out. We here in Chapel Hill are the lead branch to visit Representative Price's office. We'll be gathering at 3:45 on Monday. His office is right here in Chapel Hill, so that's convenient for folks at 1777 Fordham Boulevard, but right behind the SunTrust. It's a little difficult to find, but we'll be gathering there at 3:45 on Monday, February 27th.
We're getting ahead of the year.
I'm getting ahead.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
2017's
about
almost
event.
Over. Yeah, blink of an eye, it'll be done.
It's not quite, but we want anybody that's interested in supporting to come out and we are hoping to have at least one speaker who's directly affected by the ACA and potential changes to that, and another speaker who's directly affected by the recent immigration executive orders that are coming down, as well as a youth speaker. So we want to talk as well about voter rights and voter suppression. Those are the three main areas that speakers will be focused on.
And another executive order on immigration coming down today, so there's going to be a lot to talk about. So the congressional visits, we're talking about the local offices of the U.S. congressional and U.S. senatorial offices, are going to be on Monday in the afternoon. And do they, have you communicated with them? Do they know you're coming? Are there people going to meet you, or are you just going to show up?
No. We have a letter we want to present, so we want to make sure somebody there to receive it. Now, Representative Price, we already know, is scheduled to be out of town that day, but yes, his office is aware of us as of this morning that we're coming, and they'll be there to receive us.
How is the, speaking with Anna Richards again, Chapel Hill Carborough and NAACP, how are relations and how is the communication line between the NAACP and, say, Representative Price, for instance, or you mentioned G.K. Butterfield in Durham?
You know, we're lucky here, and at least from our perspective, David Price really comes down on what we consider to be the right side on a lot of these issues. Again, we're really focused on the issues, not Democrat or Republican. We'll be visiting both across the state. And I would say on most issues, Representative Price takes strong positions that we would support on these issues. Our point, though, is that we've got a long road ahead. There'll be lots of legislation coming down the pike, and so we're not excusing any representatives. All need to hear from their constituents, and that's really what we're asking, is that folks have a a town hall, public forum during the month of March.
Because it's not just agreeing, it's prioritizing, and it's not just where you stand on the issues, it's also transparency and being there to listen to constituents.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So what about Republicans? I know no U.S. congressional representatives are Republicans in Orange County, but we got Richard Burr, we've got Tom Tillis, both of our senators are Republicans. What is the chain of communication there? Is there common ground? Are they willing to... willing to hear? You can't see this on the air, but there may have been a little bit of a grimace.
Well, and I say that we, the Chapel Hill office, has been assigned to David Price. Mm-hmm. There's a branch in Wake County, and they'll have the opportunity to go to Tom Tillis's office. Mm-hmm. We have a Winston-Salem branch, and the Thomas Burr office in Winston-Salem is the office that'll be called on. But
is this going to be one office for each senator?
It's one office for each senator. Yeah. Because we're trying to cover the whole state.
Right, right.
And so we've got... Mark Meadows, for instance, is going to be covered by the Hendersonville office, and mm-hmm. we've got a list of all of the representatives and the senators as stated, and each one of them has been assigned to one of our branches. And in our case, because we have two branches here in Orange County, the Northern Orange branch of the NAACP will be going with us to Representative Price's office.
Speaking with Anna Richards, NAACP, and this is all happening next week, Monday, the 27th. I got to do the math there on the calendar there. Next week, Monday, the 27th, 3:45 at David Price's office in Chapel Hill. But how can people get involved in this if they want to come out at 3:45, if they want to get involved in some other way, if they want to get in contact with their representatives? How do they do that?
Right. Well, we're inviting anybody that's interested in joining us on Monday can contact president 5689@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. That's the same number. If you go to the state NAACP website, they'll direct you to that email, which is direct contact with me. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people so far, we have over 100 people that we got names from the state office who've gone out there and said, hey, I want to be involved in whatever the next action is. And we'll have our members, and hopefully some of your listeners will come out and join with us.
And I think it's important to make your voice heard. It's partly about organizing and getting ready for elections in 8 months or a year and 8 months, as the case may be, whatever it ends up happening, but also to just keep the heat turned on representatives, and again, both Democratic and Republican, both Congress and Senate and the General Assembly and local officials, to make sure these are the issues we care about.
So two things on that. We will have a separate action for the state representatives mm-hmm. sometime later in March. That date is to be determined, but it'll be most likely during the month of March. We'll be doing a North Carolina General Assembly day, as well as we know we're going to have local elections in the fall. So it all starts at grassroots level. We've got school board elections, some town council elections. And so you're absolutely right. We're gearing up for those and getting good people to run. And if folks are interested in running, we really encourage them to exercise that right.
Absolutely. And we got candidate forums coming up at when election season starts. So we're excited about local elections here too.
Yes.
So
yes,
we're looking forward to it. Anna Richards, we got to let you go. But again, Monday, 3:45, Congressman Price's office. And how can people get in touch with you and the Chapel Hill Carver
and
NAACP
once
online?
Once again, that is president 5689@gmail.com.
All right. Anna Richards, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.